بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الرجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the previous ayat we read where Musa alayhi salatu wa salam told the people to enter the land of Sham, Syria. Allah Ta'ala has written it for them and they will be victorious. This land from forever was a land of great barakah in every way. As far as dunya is concerned, lot of blessings and barakah and lot of goodness. And as far as deen is concerned, plenty Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were born there, lived there, passed away and buried there. So it's an end of great blessings. And just before the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, this nation of Imad was an offshoot of the people of Ad and Thamud. They had gained control of the place and they were disbelievers. And Allah Ta'ala desired that this must be given to the Bani Israel. So for that, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam told his people that they should enter there. But before that, he had appointed 12 leaders of each tribe, of the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel. And he sent those 12 people to go and check out what is happening in Syria. They came back with the report that it is a land of great blessings, not of barakah. And also the people who are there, Imad, are very strong and mighty people. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them that inform the Bani Israel about the goodness of the place, but don't tell them about these people who appear to be so strong and so powerful. Tall people like palm trees, very strong and powerful. So out of them, 10 of them disobeyed Musa alayhi salam and warned their people that they are very strong people and that it's like very hard to fight against them. Only 2 remained very sincere. One's name was Yusha and the other one's name was Khalid. They only explained about the goodness of the place. So these 2 people, Qala Rajulan, these 2 people, Yusha and Khalid, من الذين قال رجلان من الذين يخافون کہا دو مردوں نے اللہ سے ڈرنے والوں میں سے. These 2 people who feared Allah and listened to the command of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, أنعم الله عليهما کہ خدا کی نوازش تھی ان دو پر. And these 2 people, Allah's favors were upon them. Therefore, they listened to what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, obeyed his command. And this is what is required, the favor of Allah. We must always beg Allah Ta'ala that He showers us with His favors, which will show in the form of Iman, Amal, guidance, righteousness, barakah. We are all in need of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So they told them, Udkhulu alayhimul baab, ghus jao un par hamla karke darwaze mein, and go and enter this place. All you have to do is just enter and victory is written for you already. You are going to be victorious. You are over this power, no matter how powerful they seem. Kam min fiyatin qaleelatin qalabat fiyatan kathiratan. How many times small groups overpower huge groups? And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was a man of small build, but Jalut, who was the enemy, was like a giant, but he overpowered him. So don't look at the outward things, look at the qudrat of Allah and the help of Allah. So you just enter and you will be successful. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فِرْ جَبْ تُمْ اُنْ مِرْ گُسْ جَاؤُگِ. When you will enter there and you will go to them, فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ تو تم ہی غالب ہوں گے. They told them already from before, you will be the ones who will be successful. So trust in Allah, and that is what is required in all our matters, to have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that, that we realize and know that Allah alone is the doer, and He will help the truth always. Allah's help is with the truth always. It is just for us to put our trust on Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. اور اللہ پر بھروسہ کرو اگر یقین رکھتے ہو. And put your full trust only on Allah if you are true believer. If you do believe that Allah is the sole doer, Allah is in control of everything, then put your full trust on Him. May Allah bless us with that quality of Iman, that we don't trust asbab, and we don't get affected by all the means of this world, but our eyes are always only on Allah. These are the high levels of Iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with them. And in all matters, we only look at Allah and trust on Him and hope for His help. Then He guides and opens doors which we cannot imagine also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.